WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, we're going to start with our pre-net check-ins. We've got a few of them here, and then we'll move over to our echoing station. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mayo, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. James, KD4HEY, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is in Grand Cadora, Netherlands. And then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W. Then we've got Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. Then we've got Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, from Greensboro. Then we've got Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. And that concludes our pre-net check-in. And we've got a couple EchoLink stations, so we're going to jump over there and see if they want to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. EchoLink station that just tried to check in, it may have been Carl, WH6. If you could try again, you didn't have any audio on your EchoLink.
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel, Carl in Denver, Colorado, in and out. Over.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Carl, WH6ANH, out of Aurora, Colorado. And Carl, thank you for stopping by here tonight. Do appreciate you checking in with me. Always a pleasure to have you check in. From way out in Colorado, you definitely get the DX award tonight from that one so far. But with that, we're going to jump over to the RF. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to start with Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Miss Elise and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net again, Patrick.
KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on NIP.
Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you, and thank you for calling the net and everyone else on here. I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome good friend Shane here, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight. pleasure talking to you earlier today and glad you're at home safely. And thank you for checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Thomas. I'd like to welcome Tom, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, down there in southern Greenville County. Tom, thank you for coming by and checking in with me, Tommy. Do appreciate it. I'll get my tongue untangled here in a minute. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And Richard, thank you for coming by. Pleasure to check you in tonight, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
KX. Jan in northern Greenville County. Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo Delta, K4 UBD. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Patrick, for calling the SNP.
I'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4 UBD, down there in Traveler's Rest. Jan, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, ma'am. Always a pleasure to check you in. With that, we're going to move on up to the top of the alphabet with Alpha through Delta.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
For HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
For HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise. All on the net. Thanks for calling the net.
Let's check this fine group in here. First on that list is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make the home down in Piedmont. Rick, thank you for stopping by tonight. And they also bring in their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, by telephone relay, and she's down there in Ware Shoals. And thank you for that also. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, down there in Easley. Then we've got our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they met the home down there in Ely. And Gary had a good time with you today, enjoyed the ride down and back, enjoyed walking around and sweating in the sun and poking fun at one another and just having a good time. I enjoyed it. Look forward to the next one. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HBX. Pause. We're going to move on up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry Encounter. I will be negative, negative, right, Patrick? Thanks.
KO4HKX.
Getting everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, negative and negative tonight.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
N4HX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, it sounds like you might have some sinus issue going on there. I know a lot of people have this time of year. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC. He's down there in Taylor's. And Warren, good to hear you tonight. and thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, and he's up here in Brevard, just out the road from me. He's on the other side of Brevard from me, but good to hear you tonight, Ed, and thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HGET. Pause, we'll move on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HGET.
For HKX. I'm not usually the first one in my group, but everybody else is doing something else. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night, and that others, many others, check 7-3.
Right. I see you over there, Echo Link Station. I'll be to you in just a moment. This is KO4HGX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make the home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around to you shortly. I do appreciate you coming by and checking you and Miss Donna in. And with that, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to see if our Echo Link Station can check in with us. Echo Link Stations only. Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself. All the net. No negative and negative. It's good to hear you and good to get to check in with you again, Patrick.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, thank you for coming by, being a loyal check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We do appreciate it each and every night when you check in. So we do appreciate it. But thank you for stopping by tonight, and hope you and the missus have a wonderful weekend. With that, we're going to jump back over to the RF and see if there's any more India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he is down there in Greenville. And Ken, thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I do appreciate that. And always a pleasure to check you in, sir. With that, we're going to move on up to Mike DuPapa. Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. N KF 4 NXY David and my wife Marie AF 4 SX down here in Southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net, and glad you had a good time up in Shelby. Don't think I'm going to make it this year, but it's always a good ham test. Talk, catch you later, Patrick.
KL4HKX. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Adel City, Mississippiville. And no traffic tonight, over.
HKX. Please check in. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, B, negative and negative, 7-3 to you on all the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in there. And first on this list is Mr. David, KF4NXY. And he brings along his bride, AF4SX, and they make the home down there in Southern Greenville County. And David, it sounds like you got outside and overdone it a little bit today. I hope you're doing okay. heard you talking to Tom, I believe it was earlier, and said you got a little overheated. So hope you're doing okay and recover quickly from that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, our resident elder, W4NTQ, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And Mr. Eddie, it is a pleasure to check you in tonight. Haven't got to check you in a while, so glad to hear you check in with me. Do look forward to hearing your call come across every night. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matt, WG4MC, and that is our Thursday night net controller. And Matt, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight, sir. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HGET. All right, with that, we're going to jump up to the patient group tonight. Back to Tango, call back to Tango. Please call KO4HGET.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Sir Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KO4HX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, and he is down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful day and stayed inside as much as you could out of the heat. And you tell Miss Bernice that I will be enjoying that German chocolate cake right after the net tonight. I am looking forward to it. And then we'd like to welcome our good friend Chris, KO4QLZ, and he is down there in Liberty. Chris, thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me, sir. Do appreciate it. With that, we're going to pause right here for just a moment. We've got an Echo Link station. So Echo Link stations only, Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative.
KO4HKX, number 2 internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, and Mr. Duncan is our Monday night net controller, and he is at home in Asheville. And Duncan, good to hear you tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping by and checking in on the net tonight. Do appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you Monday night or tomorrow night when you check in with me if you can. You had to cough there, but thank you for stopping by tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HGET.
KA. Hello. Patrick, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Grable. Negative, negative. Good evening, night. Thank you for being here.
Control. And Kilo Quebec 4. Tango, Yankee, India, Ron in Greenville, negative and negative.
This is KO4HX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, and he's down there in Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ron, KQ4TYI, down there in Greenville also. And Ron, I believe I'm getting your name right. Correct me if I'm wrong.
R-O-N, Ron.
I just want to make sure I wasn't misspeaking off of pulling it off of QRZ there. So, do appreciate you coming in here with us tonight. Thank you for being the first time checking in with me anyway. And just so you know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. There'll be a different net controller every night. Normally, some of us are pulling double duty right now because we don't have enough net controllers. We got a couple open spots. So with that, if anybody's interested in being a net controller, we have two Friday nights and I think three Saturday nights open. If anybody is interested in them, please contact me or Gary and we'll get you set up and get you started here. And we've got a computer program, or you can do it by paper, and we'll give you some training on how to do it, and I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it. Talk to a lot of people, talk to them, and then when you go out traveling to Hamfest, you know their calls and their voices, and you get to put a face with it. So that's always a joy. But thank you for checking in with us tonight, Ron, and look forward to checking you in many more times down the log. And with that, we're going to try one more time, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to assume we got everybody for that pass. We're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKS. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4DJC, down there in Anderson. And Jerry, good to hear you on the radio. I hadn't heard you in a while, so it's good to hear you check in with me. I do appreciate you stopping by tonight, sir. And hopefully everything has been going good for you. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Hello, Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4 IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KC4 IVP, down there in Simpsonville. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate you coming in here with me. With that, we'll try one more time, see if we got any more out there. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for RAG 2 check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. It's always great to hear you call the net. And you guys are, many of you are, doing double and sometimes triple duty in the week. We all appreciate that. I just want to say, I can only remember maybe one other time that I was the only one in my group, in my alphabetical group, to check in. It's a little jarring, to tell you the truth. Another thing that helped me recover was to hear Eddie check in. That is, now, Ed, if you're still listening, there are maybe 30 of us out here who listen for you each and every night, and we're very happy to hear you check in. And when you have a notion to rag to you a little bit, that's always good, too. You bet. KK4JBQ.
For HKX. Larry, yes, it is a little jarring sometimes when you're the only one that checks in your group. And it is always a pleasure to check Mr. Eddie in and hear him check in. Always wait for that call sign. Looking forward to October the 20th when we get to wish him a happy 100th birthday. Looking forward to that night. And hopefully he is too. And but like I say, it's always a pleasure to check him in. And back to the checking in, only one in your group. There's a lot of them that way anymore, it seems like, because the numbers have been falling on the check-ins. Like tonight, I've only got 45 check-ins so far. I know when I started this net almost 2 years ago, I was 60, 65, 75 a night sometimes. So hopefully it's just summertime and everybody's out busy and the check-ins will start picking back up. with fall coming, and everybody will be coming indoors a little sooner.
I think it's cyclical. I hope I got that out right. My mouth's not working too good. Oh dear. I do hope that's true what you say, and the check-ins remain up. Well, I don't know. I like to see them in the 70s, and that used to be a regular thing. If you listen to people who have been here much longer than I, it went well over 100 almost every night. And, you know, one thing that attributes to that is many of us have become silent keys, and a silent key does not check in. Anyway, something interesting that I overheard, well, I was listening to the radio, the commercial FM radio, and one of the stations I normally listen to, and one of the DJs, I guess you can still call them that, even though I don't listen to music stations ordinarily. I listen to talk stations. I do like to hear people talk. Now, is that a wonder or what? But anyway, one of the, can't think of a better word, DJs that I listen to mentioned that he was studying to become a ham. And this really, I mean, it's like a big flash of light, and you don't know where it came from, but it was there and gone. And I think, if I recall correctly, the folks who made contact with him and are going to help him do the study work is the Cherokee Guardians. You might remember that group's name because they check in from time to time on the thermal belt net up there in North Carolina. And anyway, I just wanted to mention that, that a professional, long-time radio personality is going to become a ham. I still can't get over that. KK4, JBQ.
After that, and I happened to be listening to the same talk show, I believe it was, it's either Tuesday or Wednesday that he said that, and I didn't get to listen to the whole segment, but I did hear most of it and hear him say that he was studying to get his ham radio license, and there was quite a bit of interest in it when that come on, it seemed like, so that's a good thing to hear. But in this area, there is quite a bit of interest with ham radio anyway, so that's not surprising.
You're more connected than I suppose. I was surprised, and to hear, well, it was almost like a very positive commercial for the hobby, you know, because if these days, and I'm not being critical at all, but these days, if you listen to talk radio, most of what you hear is politics. That's understandable. We're just a few weeks away from an election, and that's going to be on everyone's mind, and it's going to be the talk of the town, you might say. So this was very welcome, something that made my ears perk up. If anyone out there is aware, has listened on other nights, at least one other night, I mentioned that Donna had some minor surgery, and she is recovering well, I guess currently the medical practice is to put two bandages on the area that they work on. and the first one comes off tomorrow. Oh dear. And then there'll be another one underneath, and that one comes off in the next visit. I mean, everything's all very well planned out, I'm sure. But she's doing well. She's taking some pain medication, but that's all. And she picked up a bug somewhere, don't know where, but she's sniffling a lot. That's ancillary, however. I don't think it has anything to do with anything else. We've had a good day here. I stayed inside most of the time. Those moments where I went out to change the water in the bird bath, or I did some pruning on some bushes around the house, that sort of thing just drained me. But it was up in the mid-90s and sticky, humid, you know, the usual. And that just wears a person out. I'm sure there are people who are toughened to it, and I seem ridiculous. But pampered or quite fortunate to have air conditioning. I know there's some people out there who don't want to be troubled with it. We live in a climate here. Boy, I'll tell you, all four seasons. KK4JBQ.
HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Larry, I'm going to take a pause right here. We got an Echo Link station, and then I got two other stations that text messaged me to check them in. So I'm going to pause right here for just a moment. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. And I plan on going to the Shelbyville Fest tomorrow.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. And Greg, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And look forward to maybe meeting up tomorrow. Me and another ham are going up there again tomorrow, and maybe bump into you. So keep an eye out for us, and we'll try to do the same for you. And then with that, by text message relay here, I'm going to check in NC9V. That's Mr. Leon, and he is up here in Hendersonville, and he brings along his bride, Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and she's in Hendersonville also, obviously. Thank you for relaying that in. Leon, I know you're sitting over there listening, but you can't get into the repeater. But good to hear you tonight. And Greg, also good to hear you, and look forward to maybe bumping into you tomorrow and shaking a hand. But thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with us. And with that, I'm going to jump back over here to Larry. And Larry, I did not know Miss Donna had surgery, and we'll definitely try to remember you guys in our prayers. And I'm glad she's doing good and everything's going smooth, and hopefully the sniffles stay just the sniffles and don't turn into anything else but that, and they get over with quickly. Because I know when you're down with surgery or anything like that, and then you get something else on top of it, it is not fun.
That is exactly how I feel, and, I just hate to see her, you know, because she's usually a spark plug, just really going all the time, and this has really slowed her down and made her a little more, well, when she's busy usually by herself. In her studio. She's an artist and also an accountant for the church, and her studio is also where all of that other accounting work takes place. So she could be in there for hours, but these last couple of days she's been more, you know, downstairs and accessible and not tied up with something I shouldn't interrupt. So I'm not saying it's a good thing, I'm saying it's just different. Anyhow, Patrick, I hope you've had a good day. Would you care to share anything about your day?
Hey, I am, like I said, I hope Donna has a speedy recovery and everything goes smooth there. And me and Mr. Gary and Leon met up and we rode down to the Shelby Ham Fest today and we roasted out in the sun and had a good time, enjoyed breakfast and lunch together, had two meals and got to walk around and laugh and cut up with a bunch of other hams and watching Gary talk to some of the people he hadn't seen in a while and us all poking fun at each other. We just had a joyful day.
That uplifts me. Just hear you talking about it with enthusiasm. Yes, ham fests are just the place to do such as that. And, you know, you shouldn't be a ham and not know anybody. that should take care of itself, don't you think? We are a friendly bunch of folks. And it's marvelous just to walk through a ham fest and know that more than likely everybody there is somebody that you'd like to know. You know, you can't walk down the street on any day and take that for granted. But I feel pretty confident that every ham is a there's a quality about the people drawn to this hobby. Friendliness, of course, is one of them, but we care about one another. And that's what I have observed. It's not something I've read about or anything like that. I have just observed that hams are a friendly bunch, but they also care about one another. Anyway, glad you had a great day. Sounds like a marvelous day. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to make that this year, and I have in the past. Truly enjoyed it. Seen some friends I hadn't seen before, and on another ham fest and another at another time, Gary and I met up. We didn't know what each other looked like, and that eyeball CUSO was. And something fabulous. Yeah, so it sounds like you had a great day. And although the weather is just as people promised, it's a cooker out there midday. It was, it reached about 96 here. But that's with the added humidity, which cranks it up somehow. The way it feels, you know, that's two temperatures that are reported. What the air temperature is and then how it feels. Anyhow, back to you. KK4 JBQ.
KO4 HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, Larry, yes, we had a good time and like I said, Gary and I both look forward to going to the lemonade stand when we get there and get opened up. We were both standing there first in line this morning, I believe. And enjoyed a good cold glass of lemonade because it was already hot by the time they opened up. And I don't know what the temperature got up to, but it was a cooker, that's for sure. And hopefully there'll be more people there tomorrow. It was a little thin today going in, but it was Friday. So maybe there's a bunch of people coming tomorrow that had to work today. And look forward to seeing the new stuff and because I plan on going back tomorrow, me and Leon, and just making another trip down and enjoying it and see what kind of trouble we can cause tomorrow and just have a good time.
Well, I'm envious. I don't say that often. I'm envious that you're going 2 days in a row and and I do hope you have a great deal of satisfaction, because it's nearby, but it's an effort to get there. Some people can't make it. I do understand that. But they come in a regular stream now going into the fall, so I'd encourage any ham out there who has not been to a ham fest, find yourself there sometime this fall, even into the new year. If cooler weather is more your liking, that's coming. I'm expecting it anyway. I have a great desire for cooler weather. We got spoiled, didn't we, last week or so? We had some days in the 80s, and the humidity dropped, right along with the temperature. Isn't it amazing how that happens? And it just, in the back of my mind, though, I thought, this can't be. And temperatures this pleasant, well, so it came back. It just came right back in our laps. But it'll move away again. I don't know where it goes, but it'll move away and we'll be fine. That's what I'm trusting. Patrick, we're moving into the last part of the last half hour. I hope a bunch of people are out there just waiting for me to give it up, and they're waiting to check in. You take care, won't you? And I hope to talk with you again real soon. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, it was a pleasure talking to you tonight, and look forward to doing it again Sunday night, because I'll be calling it out again Sunday night. Mr. Carey is scheduled to call it tomorrow night, so look forward to that. And, yeah, we're going to look to see if we can get any more check-ins out here. Need two more of them to get to 50, so hopefully there's two more out there anyway. So this is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to look for some RF check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Seems like we got everybody for tonight, and I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling the net as everything goes as planned, and I know he will appreciate you checking in with him. We've talked about it off the air, he and I, about the number of check-ins, and both of us, we love to get as many check-ins as we can, and I know he does, so it means a lot to us. So come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp and run them numbers up way up there, and because I know he'll enjoy it. But I invite each and every one of you back. So if I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. All right, give me just a moment, and I will send my net report. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. And look forward to seeing many of you tomorrow at the Shelby Ham Fest. KO4HKX. Clear.